What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And our ballet and gold, you're on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Welcome to the studio. Regular guest Graham Irvine from Kings Bay Christian College. You enjoyed that coffee, didn't you?
I did enjoy that coffee. It was excellent. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you.
It's been a little while. Last time you came with your wife.
I did. Yes. Yes.
Pearl of wisdom.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Now, the last hour, I had my financial guy in.
I know. I was listening.
And we were talking about
as I was coming down.
First question.
Yep.
First question.
Right.
Would you pay for your kids? Now, you can think about it. Would you pay for your kids' hex debt?
No.
You thought about it. Okay. Do you know what? I knew you were going to...
Hang on. Let me reconsider. Absolutely not.
You obviously went to university.
Thank you. It shows.
It does. So, you obviously had to...
Yes.
It's been your responsibility.
Yes.
Is that your thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually did two master's degrees. So one in education and one in theology.
It's
not smart. It's actually just learning to play the game, quite frankly. I mean, I loved it. I love studying.
Yeah.
So I'm not in any way wanting to minimalize it, but it is, you know. Getting degrees is just learning how to get degrees. You don't actually have to be particularly smart about it, right? So, but that aside, that was my decision. Why would I go to my parents and say, "Oh my goodness, I've decided to do this"? Right? Well, great, congratulations, go for it. Yeah. Now that doesn't mean that we don't support our children even now that they're grown adults.
True.
You know, in other financial ways and so on. You know, generally, yes. They invite us out for shopping.
Nice.
So that we're there when they need to pay for it. So,
how handy.
I said to the parents we were chatting to last night, you know, that while we move through certain stages of our parenting and the end stage is being friends with our children when they're adults, never, ever, ever imagine that you will ever stop supporting them financially.
That's right.
Because you just don't.
That's life.
That's exactly right.
Just
yep. The fridge is always open, and you can use that analogy however you wish.
Love it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we are kind of partway through this ongoing conversation about anxiety.
Yeah, we sort of jumped into this, I think, probably the middle of the year, if I remember, Mike, and with some realisation that it has become probably the mental health issue, particularly with children, you know, over the last couple of years. So it's really, really important to talk about it and get some ideas about it. And we've been chatting about the fact that research shows unequivocally that, gee, I got that word right. I'm surprised after that coffee, which was very good.
Well, you do have two masters.
I do. One would expect. I can generally say it. I just can't spell it. Okay? So my grammar's great. My spelling's atrocious, which is why I love spell check.
Text in if you know how to spell that.
And, they help me. And it shows that children learn anxiety from the way they are parented. Okay? Which is like, oh my goodness. But the plus side of that is that means that as parents, we have the opportunity to help our children to learn to deal with their anxiety well. Okay? Because life is never going to be not anxious. We are always going to have some form of anxiety. The challenge, I guess, that we're seeing these days is that anxiety has become this monster that takes control. And what we need to do as parents is to, number one, understand about anxiety. Mm. So a wonderful book is called Rewire Your Anxious Brain.
Okay.
So I would really recommend that.
Right.
I'll shoot you through the details.
Yeah, we might put a link up on our website.
Great book. Every parent should read it. So
okay.
Rewire Your Anxious Brain. Because if as adults we have anxiety as a significant part of how we operate, that bleeds through into our parenting. It can't help it. That's how we parent. We parent out of who we are.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this year particularly, Gay and I have really been conscious of working with parents and trying to give them some skills to fine-tune their parenting a little bit so that they're not passing on that anxiety to their children.
Mm.
And so I thought what we might talk a little bit about this morning in the next little while, is a term called anti-fragility.
Wow, you said that well as well.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I can do you know how to spell A-N-T-I-fragility. Yeah.
It's got a hyphen.
It has a hyphen. Oh, dash. Yeah, hyphen. Yeah, okay, right.
So is it one word or two
I have no idea.
How about we play a song? We'll come back.
We'll check the dictionary.
The lines are open. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Love to have your input. What are your thoughts on dealing with anxiety with your kids? Give us a call. Meanwhile, here's John Mellencamp, R-O-C-K in the USA. This is Weekdays with Mike Graham. Mine is when we just rushed back to the microphone. There, we're too busy talking.
Yeah, that's pretty normal, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is. It's good to have you in, Graham. Now, what was that the hyphen word?
So anti-fragility or being anti-fragile. So I guess there are three terms. There's fragile, robust, and anti-fragile.
Okay.
Okay, so fragile, we all know what that is. You throw a rock at a pane of glass and it's fairly fragile. That's
true.
What we put on boxes, hoping that when our luggage goes into the luggage area of the plane, they actually see the sticker to say fragile and don't go, oh, let's just kick this in. I'm sure they don't do that. Yeah. But
I've forgotten what that's like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all have. That's exactly right. Yes, that metaphor won't work anymore, will it? No, that's terrible.
Flying what?
Yeah, and then we have robust. So the idea of robust is that it continues as it is. Okay, so, nothing changes. It just continues on. So fragility, it falls apart. Robust, it continues as it is. Anti-fragile means that when it is resisted, it increases its strength. So it gets stronger. A little bit, resilience is a word that's probably, the two are often similar. So I think... Now, I'm no expert in this area, but personal trainers would talk about resilience training, right? Where you're resisting against something. And so the idea of anti-fragile is allowing our children to go through experiences that build their resistance to things so that they become resilient. Now, resilience is about not just resisting something, but actually bouncing back. And anti-fragile takes it a little bit further to say, well, not only bouncing back to where you were before, but getting better.
Okay.
If we exercise, right, we're tensing, what's the term I'm looking for? We're causing our muscles to do work, and that should build them and make them better. So we don't go back to where they were. They actually get a little bit better. So the idea of anti-fragile is that. And as parents, what we need to do is to make sure we're not taking from our children those opportunities to experience things that will help them become more anti-fragile.
Okay. Does this get back to that conversation we had about lawnmower?
It certainly does. That sits right in the middle. Yeah. So the idea of lawnmower parenting was that a parent goes in front of the life of the child and removes all the obstacles. Now, I would argue that a parent paying for a child's hex debts is lawnmower parenting.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Because life is about that whole economic situation. Mm. So why would I step in and prevent my child from realizing that this is actually a debt they have to pay? Right? Now, have Gay and I done that? Well, yes, in a number of occasions where, it needed to be done. Yeah. Again, in all that we talk about, we often say, let common sense prevail, okay, right? We want our children to learn by their mistakes. But one of the mistakes of a four-year-old is riding their tricycle on a main road.
That's right, yeah.
Well, they're not going to learn for very long.
That's right.
Because they're going to get smashed by a car.
Yeah, keep it in the driveway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So common sense says, if you want to learn to ride your bike and you ride it fast down the driveway, at the bottom of the driveway there's a gate, you're going to smash into it. Well, okay. It's not going to kill them.
Yeah.
Right? So common sense prevails, right? So how as parents can we, or so this would be the question I think parents need to consider. Are we choosing to stop our children going through experiences that will help them develop anti-fragility?
Need to step back, don't we?
We do need to step back.
Hands off and let them experience
that's
it.
That's exactly right. Again, yeah. Within the framework of common sense.
And safety and all those things.
And all those things. And that probably becomes, you know, the issue. As teachers, we're often dealing with parents who want to rush in and save their child, rescue their child from situations at school, right? And we would mostly say they don't need rescuing. What they need is they need to experience this. They already have, okay? And now we need to teach them some skills to go, how can you not go through that situation again? Or what can you learn from that that allows you to do better next time?
Brilliant. Graham, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. Back after Mercy Me. .5 weekdays with Mike Graham. Irvine is with me. We've been chatting about a whole bunch of things, really, haven't we? Lawnmower. We're back on lawnmower parenting and
seems to
dealing
have
with
come them. Up fairly often.
It does,
it?
And even with our conversation last hour with as with Elson with Hex Dead as well. Yeah, just to finish off today, Graham.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you want me to say something?
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, hang on. Are we on?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Okay, good. Righto. Dear.
Just got a message there from, thanks Evelyn from Southern River. We were talking about Hexdebt a little bit earlier, plus yourself.
Yeah.
But the child, Evelyn says, but the child will have mortgage later on anyway. Yes, and credit card bills and utility bills. If, as a parent, can we afford to help with Hex? We can we? I'm assuming Evelyn's saying we should if we can. Probably a different angle than what you thinking.
Yeah.
You thinking, let the child learn.
I think mum and dad being the bank of the adult child is actually not a good thing to get involved in.
Okay.
Okay. That they can be an emergency. Absolutely.
Good backup.
You know, and look. You know, the reality is that I think the average house price in Perth now is like $520,000.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? Finding a way to get a deposit for that is really difficult.
Absolutely.
You know, so young people are being squeezed out of the market. Yeah. And if, as a parent, I can help in that area, then that tends to be a bit more of an investment than just paying off a loan.
Yeah,
so, you know,
interesting.
I'm not saying don't help.
Yeah.
I think you and I were saying off air, what about if we rolled this backwards 15 years?
Yep.
So let's pretend that this is a year 7 or a 7-year-old child who's forgotten their lunch.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What would we do? Would we pay their debt? In other words, would we bring their lunch to school? Because, oh my goodness, they might not have anything to eat at lunchtime.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. Mm. Well, what I'm suggesting is them forgetting their lunch and learning to live through the consequences of that is going to build some anti-fragility in them.
And that's okay.
And that's, it's more than okay.
Mm.
It's absolutely vital.
I don't reckon everyone would agree with you.
I watch parents rescue their children every single day, Mike.
Yeah.
Right? And I disagree with it 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Because they get into this life mode that says, if something goes wrong in my life, someone else is going to rescue me.
Mm.
And of course, if it's someone else's problem, you and I have no opportunity to actually solve it.
Yeah.
Right? So what a great life lesson for the 7-year-old to learn to go, well, son, whose responsibility is it to put your lunch in your bag in the morning? Well, it's mine. Okay, well, then it's your problem.
The next day?
Yeah.
Have they learnt their lesson?
Well, one would hope. But, you know, let's say it takes them 3 or 4 days. They've had breakfast.
Yeah.
They'll have dinner. They're not going to die because they haven't had lunch. Right? And look, the reality is if a child is significantly affected by not having something to eat at most schools, they can generally go somewhere to get a Vegemite sandwich.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So it just, again, it's that interesting idea that somehow my responsibility as a parent is to rescue my child.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it is. But only in those circumstances where really their physical or mental health is significantly in danger.
Mm. And it's often forgetting things, isn't it?
It is.
Forget the lunch, I forgot the project,
yep.
Forgot my assignment,
yep.
Left at home.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. Oh, I've got this assignment to do, yep. Dad. When's it due? Tomorrow. Yeah. What have you done? Nothing. Yeah. I can remember. I remember having a year four class, yeah. And this student brought the assignment was to create a diorama of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. So this young man brought a fully functioning stage.
Wow.
What curtains that pulled, wow, open and
some
closed.
Serious,
and,
some serious engineering.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guess what his dad was?
An engineer.
An architect.
Of course.
Right? And you go, so it was the classroom teacher gave the dad 8 out of 10 and the student 2 out of 10. And I thought that was a really great idea. Right? You know, so again, we need to develop this sense of being anti-fragile,
yeah,
that life is going to stick it to us,
yeah,
from time to time.
Mm.
And if we can help our children go, that's okay,
yeah,
we can get through this.
Mm.
This is a 3 out of 10, not a 9 out of 10. All right? And that's often the decisions that we make as parents.
So good, Graham. We're out of time. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. You know, just on the before you, on the lunch thing.
Yes.
Taking you back to the school.
Yes.
Guilty.
Guilty as charged. Yep.
I've actually done,
yep,
it. But it's funny in hindsight, years later, when you look back and, yeah, you learn so much. So,
yeah,
it's really good to have a chat about that, yeah, today. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
See you, Mike.
You are on 98.5. My guest in the studio this morning has been Graham Irvine from Kingsway Christian College. The lines are still open. Give us a call, 9313 0985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.